Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce a gentleman called Ian Sheridan from the Hote Lifeboat Service. Good morning, Ian.
Good morning, Maura. How are you?
I'm very well. And yourself?
Sure, fine.
Good.
Just here, living the life.
Lovely. I hope it's not raining out in Hote now.
Well, it's not raining yet. We don't mind rain, but rain doesn't stop us. We go in any weather.
Oh, right. Well, I'd like to ask you, Ian, first, what type of lifeboats do you use? Do you use large or small rubber dinghies?
Well, I tell you, Mara, before I even get into that, I'm going to say it's great to get some airtime, to get our message out there, us, the RNLI. People forget about what we really are. You know, we're a charity. We depend on donations, legacies. You know, we're a rescue organization that saves lives at sea, a charity that saves lives at sea. And the boat that we have in Hote is a Trent's class lifeboat. It was donated to us by a Scotchman living in Scotland. Let's put a lifeboat in Hote. He paid for this boat, and the boat's named after him. And, you know, the people who fund us, the people who go out in these boats, it's just unbelievable. It's an amazing service.
All charity, Ian?
Completely all charity. Absolutely 100%. If I break an engine in the boat, like main engine, I will have a relief lifeboat in the station within 12 hours. Our boat will be sent to a yard, new engine put into it. She'll be back here within 2 weeks. That's how professional this charity is run. It's absolutely mind-blowing.
Oh, wow. Now, I know, looking at Hote, when you go outside the harbour into the sea, that you seem to be really in the sea, like the rough weather. You must go out in all types of weather.
Well, yeah, well, I mean, it's we don't wait until there's a good day. Like, the boat's on call, our crews are on call 365 days a year, 24 hours a day. Has it happened on Christmas Day? Yes, it has happened. We'd be called out 2 years ago. Everybody just sitting down to their dinner. Christmas Day, pages go off. The entire volunteer crew and also the management turned up at the station at 3 o'clock on a Christmas Day 2 years ago to crew our lifeboat. Both boats were sent that day, our inshore lifeboat and our all-weather lifeboat. And no problem. Also, may I add, the local Coast Guard unit, their guys mustered as well. Phenomenal, absolutely amazing, the effort that's put into trying to save a human being. It's just great, absolutely.
And Ian, just to remind just myself now and our listeners, you're all voluntary.
Voluntary, yep, that's okay. Correct. Our men and women on the crew, not just in Hote, throughout all our stations, we have men and women volunteering, giving up their time. The commitment is just amazing commitment. The way I would explain it, I do explain this to people when they come to the station, the heart of a volunteer is huge. People knock on the door, they want to join. They don't want to join for money, because no money would pay you to do this sometimes when we go out. And let's face it, sometimes we do body recovery. It's not nice. We go out and we do it. No money can pay you to do that. If it was a job and you were working 9 to 5, and then the next shift was starting at 5 to 9, and the person would be there, the lifeboat was called out at 5 to 5, they said, well, look, I'm finishing 5 minutes, I'm not going. We don't have that problem.
Oh, wow.
We have people chomping at the bits to go on our boat.
Oh, my goodness.
To go out there and save someone that they don't know.
And Ian,
that's the bit that's amazing.
I'm absolutely stunned, but I just want to ask you something too, from a logistic point of view. Must you live near the lifeboat, near the harbour?
Yeah, well, that is one of the pluses. If you want to be on the crew or you want to volunteer to be on the crew, our launch time is between 7 to 10 minutes from when our pages go off to when we're actually going. Hote, those of your listeners who know Hote, particularly at the weekend, it's just like somebody dug into the side of an anthill and there's people everywhere. It's so hard to get to the station. We don't have sirens. We don't have blue lights on our cars. We get to the station as safe as we can. We have a blue light fitted to our lifeboat for when we go to do our duty in saving lives at sea. That's turned on. But to get to the station, if you live more than 4 miles from the station, particularly in Hote, I can't speak for the rural areas, but particularly in Hote, you will not get to the station. So yes, all our crew, volunteer crew, live quite close to the lifeboat station so they can get to it.
And Ian, what exactly do you do on board? What's the whole? I'm not too sure what the titles are, so I'd like to hear what your titles are and exactly what you do.
Well, you know, I do have a title, but I would just call myself. I'm a crew member. I'm a chap who goes to sea. I look after the all-weather lifeboat that we have here in Howth. As I say, she's a Trent. Make sure she's ready to go to sea 24 hours a day, every day of the year. I will maintain that boat. She is immaculate, absolutely immaculate. She's nearly 20 years old. She looks a bit tired from the outside, but when you're inside, she'd look like new. I make sure she's ready to go. All the kit is serviced. Any updates that we may get sent to the station. It's like a military machine. If things happen, if there's an accident anywhere in a lifeboat station, the information is shared within 12 hours, so everyone knows what's happening. If there's a faulty bit of kit, it's changed. Making sure that the crew are well-trained, well-briefed before we go anywhere. If there's any changes to kit, make sure they're familiar with the kit before they go to sea. If a new crew member decides to join, they come in here into the station. The Ornoli invests a lot of time in that crew member to make sure that the duty of care to that new person is second to none. And I mean that second to none. They will take them over to the headquarters in Poole and Dorset. They will give them a week's sea survival training, bring them out on boats, get them familiar. And let's face it, the times we live in now, this is one of the facts. 90% of the people who want to join the crew now have no maritime background. But the Ornoli will train them to the standard that's required to go to sea.
Oh my goodness, I had no idea that the training involved.
And you know, Miriam, an awful lot of people don't know that. It's for an island nation, we're surrounded by water, and we don't know enough about this fantastic service, and it is just a fantastic service. It's, you know, you're fast asleep in your bed, 2 o'clock in the morning, pagers go off. 10 minutes later, you're going down the Sound here in Howth, and you're not even awake properly, and you're going off to on this job. You don't know what the job is. Some of the, you know, 90% of them can be quite mundane, but it's that 10% where we know we're going to make a difference. It's just fantastic organization to be involved in. Like, I'll give you some numbers now. I don't want to hold up your airtime with numbers, but these 8,462 times we launched. These are old statistics, 2014. In them launches, we rescued 8,727 people. Lives saved that year. This is the mind-blowing bit. 460 people saved in one life. Can you imagine those 460 people who, if the Ornoli wasn't there? Those families, how many people does that affect? And the knock-on effect. No charge for this. We don't, you know, we don't get paid by the public. If we go out and we tow in a boat, they don't pay us. We don't want money for them. We just want to make sure that they're safe.
And you don't get salvage rights, I assume, if you bring a boat.
Oh, no, absolutely no way. No, that doesn't come into it. It completely does not come into it, because that would slow down the machine, the life-saving machine. People will be worrying about the cost. There is no cost. If you need us, get us out there. Don't hesitate. The enemy is time. There's not enough time when you're trying to save someone. It just disappears.
Well, I'm going to tell you something, Ian. I hadn't intended to tell you this, but actually the Howth lifeboat actually came out for me once. And I was yes, now I'm a lot older than you. I know by the tone of your voice, because I sailed in Howth, but it actually happened on a dinghy. I was with somebody and I drifted way out. So now this is a long time ago. So on a personal note, I'm absolutely... I just think the charity is just extraordinary. The other thing I want to ask you is, what is the time? I mean, do you have a time for launching the boat, or do you just put, you know, is it 10, 15, well, 20 minutes to launch a boat?
No, the way it works is we have a guy called the lifeboat operational manager. Our lifeboat operational manager here in Howth is a man called Colm Newport. this guy drinks salt water every day. It's running through him. He understands the sea. He knows how it works. We're very lucky to have him. Fantastic individual. If the member of the public sees something, they may not think it's somebody in trouble. They hesitate. They get on the phone. Make the phone call. Two numbers in this country of ours, 999-112. Tell them what you see. The Coast Guard will have it. They have a grid. They'll have a look. They'll say, okay, the nearest lifeboat station to that incident is Hoth. They will contact Colum. Colum will then make a decision whether to send the inshore lifeboat or the all-weather lifeboat. The whole thing is done and dusted within roughly probably 10 minutes. I know it sounds like a long time, but that's actually quite quick. That's from the member of the public making a phone call, Coast Guard contacting our LOM, our lifeboat operation manager. He decides which boat goes, and we're on our way.
Well, that's extraordinary. And on the big boat, how many people does it need? Do you need to operate?
Well, we name all our lifeboats are named after rivers, and we've a new lifeboat which has just come on stream. We're apparently being allocated for one of these guys, and we're delighted with this boat because it's named after a river here in Ireland. It's the Shannon class lifeboat.
Ooh.
We at the moment have a Trent class lifeboat, and the man and crew, I should say, crew that boat. Not forgetting we have women on the crew here now, and you know what? Some of these girls are better than the lads. They really are. They just get stuck in. Yep, where we go, bang bang, brilliant. It'll take five people to operate that boat. Five people who know what they're doing. Five people. These are friends now. These are not work colleagues that, you know, people chop and change. These are people who know each other. We sail together. We don't necessarily socialize together, but we're there. We know each other. We know our strengths. We know our weakness. We look out for one another. Five people in that boat. Our inshore lifeboat, three crew. Again, very personal, in a very tight confinement. In the ILB, banging around in weather, getting trashed sometimes in bad weather, relying on the helm, knowing that that person that's in charge of that boat knows what they're doing. They're going to bring you out, bring you back. And if we save somebody, extra points, bonus, fantastic. The guy in charge of the all-weather lifeboat, he's called a coxswain. Again, years of training, years of knowledge fed into that human being. He's looking after the boat. He's looking after the crew. He's got a lot going on in his head. How long is it going to take me to get there? What am I going to do when I get there? Second nature to that person. Do you want to lie? Instill that into our crews, and I thank them for that.
I'm going to ask you two questions. Which I hadn't planned. How old or how long has the lifeboat service been operating in Ireland?
Got me.
More than it would have been, I'd say it would have been more than 100 years.
The lifeboat service in general, you're going to love this, right? The 4th of March, 1824, it was started by a man called William Hillary on the Isle of Man, right? So that's 195 years on the go. Can you imagine how many people wouldn't be here? The ripple effect that it would have. You know, we may have politicians that relations were saved because of the RNLI. If they weren't saved, bang, that wouldn't have happened. You know, it's just mind-blown. How long do we have them in Ireland? I can't give you the exact date, but you know, it's not too far off, 1824.
Oh, my goodness. And I want to know, how can people donate? Because you said a word that I'd never heard before in connection with the lifeboat service, and that is legacy. So
yep.
I'm just curious, donate or legacy, what do you mean by that?
Well, basically, if somebody takes an interest, it's happened here, like, you know, I'd go off and I would talk to people about the RNLI and educate them what we are, what we do. What's the legacy? You could write it into your will that when you pass away, I want the next lifeboat in wherever named after me. And if you've got £2 million kicking around and you don't know what to do with it and you're scratching your head, you can donate it to the RNLI and we will name that boat whatever you want us to name it. And that our boat that's here now, she's named after a guy called Roy Barker. Roy Barker's still alive. But this man, he went to a lifeboat station in Scotland, The guy brought him in, the mechanic, made him a cup of tea. The lifeboat was called out. Didn't know anything about the lifeboat. So impressed what he's seen, he went, you know what, these guys are amazing. Found out over a charity. He gave them a sum of money, asked the owner of Lye to invest that money, which they did. We now have four Roy Barkers from his investment.
Four?
The inshore lifeboat we have here in Howth was donated to us from a lady who used to sail in Howth 100 years ago. Isn't that crazy?
That's crazy.
100 years ago. And a piece of property she had was sold off, and her family donated that inshore lifeboat to our station because she sailed here in Howth 100 years ago. Isn't that just
That's
great?
Extraordinary. Now, Ian,
but
I have...
Yeah, get on our website, have a look, you'll find out all this information.
Well, I want to ask you something else. Well, no, I'm going to mention that again about your website. Also, what were you doing in Crow Park over the weekend?
Oh, fantastic weekend. My God. I mean, what a great country we live in, Ireland. I mean, it's so small, it's so personal, and we have, you know, the GAA. What can you say? The GAA is fantastic. Community-based. It's all about community. Anywhere you go in this country of ours, there will be somebody with a hurl, a ball in their hand, all ages. I have it here in Howth, my own son, in our local club, Ben Ader. Fantastic club. You want to see, it's like a well-oiled machine. And the Ornalai and the GAA got a partnership going 3 years ago, and we are so lucky for that partnership to get our message out there. We're two fantastic community-based organizations. And the Ornalai had the great honor of pulling out our Respect the Water campaign flag and our Float to Live flag banner in Crow Park on Sunday, while to three teams were fighting like gladiators. What an honour to be on the pitch on the day of a semi-final. You had Wexford and Galway in the minor team, and then you had Tipperary and Wexford again in the senior hurling final, or semi-finals, I should say. And at the start of the senior semi-final, we were brought out the flag, and Crow Park was just charmers. What an amazing honour to get on the pitch on the semi-final. I mean, these guys are playing hurling, and they earned the right to get there, to get to that pitch, to see that spectacle. The Artane boys band going around. You see it on television all your life.
Oh, Ian.
And next thing, bang, you're there. The national anthem is played. You're standing up. You're holding the Ornalai flag. What?
Ian, I'm so jealous of you.
Sense of pride.
Well, I'm just going to say, Ian, I'm so jealous of that, and what a wonderful partnership with the GAA and the Lifeboat Service, particularly in the Howth. I'm just going to ask you something. What is your favourite song? Because I'm going to end now, and just before I end and play your favourite song, again, how to get in touch with the charity.
Okay, do you want to put it in ORNLI into any search engine, it'll pop up. But I would say to your viewers, or your listeners, I should say, put in Float to Live, and you get some fantastic information in there about Respect the Water campaign, in case you fall into the water. Unexpected entry into the water can cause death. Now, I can tell you the five steps, but I don't want to take up your
No, I'm going to cut it short now, Ian, because I'm going to...
My favourite song would be Led Zeppelin. Any Led Zeppelin song, but since we're talking about the Ornalai, it would be my second favourite song, which is Phil Coulter, Home from the Sea.
And on that note, Ian, I'm going to play that for you, and thank you so
Miriam,
much for coming
care.
Along. Take care.
No problem.
Good Bye, luck. Ian.
Be safe, everybody. Wear a life jacket going out to sea. Be safe.
Be safe, Ian.
999-112. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you, Ian. God bless.